The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 10:05 and now up to 12. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and LJ Plumbing. Two people from Avon hurt in a crash in northern Minnesota. Minnesota State Patrol says the incident happened just after 11 yesterday morning on Interstate 35 in Carlton County near Barnum. They say 61-year-old Dee Dee Blattner from Avon was in the left lane when she lost control of her vehicle in some slush and ice and slid to the right, striking a tree. Blattner and her passenger, 62-year-old John Blattner from Avon, both taken to the hospital in Moose Lake with non-life-threatening injuries. The state budget could have multi-billion-dollar deficits late into the decade due to soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population, warns the just-released economic forecast.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focus first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats offered any specifics on how to fix the expected funding gap for long-term care and special education. Avoid getting your tax advice from social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says they're seeing a large increase in the amount of bad advice on social media.
That continues to dupe people into filing inaccurate tax rates. Returns. And of course, that can lead to delayed refunds, penalties, and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. So be on the lookout.
Miller says you should be getting your tax advice from a licensed professional. The Christmas tree season is off to a solid start in Minnesota. Tyson Holland works for Rum River Tree Farm in Anoka County.
It's been going really well. We've had quite a lot of business, probably not as much as we were expecting, at least for the weekdays, but the weekend was really, really nice.
Holland says the supply is about the same as last year, and prices are up a little bit this season. He's hoping for warmer temperatures and some light snow this weekend. The holiday season's going to be on full display this Saturday in Sauk Rapids. The annual Jingle and Mingle will take place. Organizer Marla Elnis says the artisan market is back this year from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Riverside Terrace.
In addition to an artisan market, we've added a business market. And the business market is from 9:30 to 4:30 as well, but that's at the Sauk Rapids Government Center up on Summit Avenue North. So you'll want to get to both markets.
Other events during the day include Llama Wonderama, horse-drawn wagon rides, the Benton County Historical Museum open house, a living nativity, and a lighted parade. That begins at 5 p.m. on 2nd Avenue. Elnis says they've also added a new Christmas concert this year.
And this is not just singing. It's music by instruments. They got the bands. They've got the choirs. They've got quartets. They've got handbell choir. They've got soloists. It's just talent from the whole area, and you'll want to see that.
The concert is at the Sauk Rapids Rice High School Performing Arts Center. It is free to go, but they are taking a free will donation. To see the full schedule of events, we have a link on this story on the WJON mobile app. WJON News Time is 10:09. It's 12 right now. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and LJ Plumbing. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is next. And radar blankets. For St. Cloud and for St. Stephen, partly cloudy and 15 today. Wind northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 10 for an overnight low, and the southwest wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, cloudy day, 26 for a high, west wind at 5 to 10. In the extended forecast on Saturday, a partly cloudy day, 42 for a high. It's going to be a beautiful day for Jingle and Mingle in Sauk Rapids on Saturday. Sunday, a light snow or rain shower, 41 for a high on Sunday. Monday, some light snow and 34. WJON News Time is 10:11. It's 12 right now. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Of course, we've got a dream getaway code coming at you in just a few minutes, and it's a 3-for-all Thursday. So that code worth 3 entries for you to win a trip of a lifetime. Dream Getaway 83 up for grabs. We are going to be chatting about my advent calendar. If you haven't seen it yet, it's my imaginary advent calendar. Never had one before, so I have an imaginary one. And we're going to be talking next with one of the people that I've just discovered makes the most incredible things here in central Minnesota. That'll be coming up at 10:15.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.